What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show, and that means welcome to 920 AM, 99.1 FM. Then, if you've learned to love the music like I do on 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, remember that on all four of those spots on your radio dial, you can hear the Joey English Daily Datebook 5 days a week, 4 stations, 12 times a day. Then you can listen to our show in real time on the free KGX mobile app. After we're through here, Nigel posts everything to joeyenglish.com and also our Facebook page. We're in our 26th year of doing this. I want this to be the best part of your day, the time you spent with me. So sit back and relax. Okay, here come a couple of somebody old and somebody new. Should we do it that way? Say hi, Joey pals, to a longtime voice on this show. Brett Klein is back from...
From Eisenhower Health.
Why are you here today in this segment?
I'm here today in this segment covering for our fabulous Lee Rice, who is caught up with some other organizational business today. And so I have the pleasure of introducing one of our esteemed doctors, Dr. Ayub Alilius.
Say that for me real slowly. Dr.
Ayub.
Ayub.
Ilias.
Ilias.
Well, let me help you.
Yeah, show her.
It's Ayub Ilias.
Ayub.
Yeah. Ayub Ilias. That's beautiful.
It's no matter scary. How many times I say it, I never get it completely right. No, so the doctor is here representing Eisenhower, and he's got a great topic and some fun things to talk about in the sense of colorectal surgery and robotics and stuff. He is our preeminent surgeon. And, so there's not more I can say. He's going to say it all.
I want to know what your title is over
there. Oh, my title.
Do you have an official long title?
No, it's a medical title. So it's those, clinics marketing specialist.
Clinical marketing specialist. CMS, we call it.
Ah, okay.
Okay, let me try. Dr. Ayub, I've got that part.
Perfect.
Ilias.
Yeah, you got it.
Where are you from?
Hey, I'm originally from India. I was born there. And then I did med school there, and I trained and was in practice. And then I went to England, and I spent about 6-7 years out there, and mostly at Oxford in England.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've been in the United States for about 15 years, yeah.
India's one place I've never been. I want to see the Taj Mahal. It's on my bucket list. Have you been there, Brett?
I have not. It is on my bucket list as well.
Tell me about the Taj Mahal. We'll talk about medicine later. Tell me.
It's a lovely, lovely place. Yes. The place is beautiful, but the city is not.
The drive is not.
So you gotta prepare yourself for that. But it's one of the 8 wonders in the world,
that's what
they say. It's became 7, became 8, and they're keeping on adding more. But yeah, it's a wonderful place.
And don't we have wonderful medical facilities in India?
Yeah, a lot of those facilities. But again, it's 1 billion+ people.
B with a B?
B with a B,
A
yeah.
billion
It's
plus
thousand, people. Thousand million plus. When I left India, it was 1 billion. I think it's now 1.3 billion. It's growing very fast.
My son, Trevor, Brett knows this, he's 55 now. I had him when I was 10. He's 55. He is an F-15 pilot out of the United States Air Force Academy, and he bragged about the Indian pilots.
Okay.
He went over there to teach the pilots in India.
Are you talking about ISRO? No.
Did you mention a base? What Heathrow? No.
Sure.
I'm talking about India.
Okay.
Don't you have F-15 pilots there? Am I getting it wrong?
I would think so, yes.
Because I remember him telling me that they were really, really knowledgeable.
Yeah.
So, good things. If you have good medicine and good military and the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
Now, are you married?
Yeah, I am.
And you have children?
Yeah, I have 3 kids. And
where were they born?
The first one, we were living in England, but we went back to India to have the birth. And she's now 13. And the second one was born in London.
Oh, wow.
And the third one was born here in the United States 2 years ago.
Yeah. You're international.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, Joey Pals.
So just to throw this, I have this habit of saying, I was born Indian. Uh-huh. And by language, I speak a language called Tamil. Tamil. Yeah, it's spoken in a lot of countries. Oh. India, Sri Lanka, Singapore, Canada.
Really?
And I suppose about 60, 70 million people speak of those. Yeah.
It's, goodness.
It's probably the oldest language existing.
Say hello to me in that language. Say something.
Vanakkam.
Vanakkam? Well, yeah. It sounds like welcome.
Greetings. Yeah.
Oh, my precise. Goodness. Yeah, it is. Say it again.
Vanakkam.
Isn't that pretty, Brett?
Very.
Okay. So you were born in India.
Born in India. So Indian by birth, Tamil by language. I practice Islam. So I'm a Muslim by religion. And I hold British passports and British by nationality and live in the United States and I look like black.
You're a mess.
You cover all the bases, which
You've
is good.
You covered all the bases. I always say, I was married for 10 minutes to a Jewish man, baptized Mormon, and I'm seventh generation from Methodist ministers. I just want to get there. And that reminds me of how you are. What a wonderful personality. Okay. We're going to talk about, you are a say it for me.
Rectal.
Yeah. Colorectal surgeon. Yes. And thank goodness we're starting to talk about this a lot more than we used to. How did you happen to pick this specialty, doctor?
Oh, yeah. You know, when I trained, I was out of the med school. I was interested in three specialties. I was interested in cardiology. I was fascinated by heart.
Huh?
And then orthopedics, because I thought I was very, very fluent with orthopedics. And then initially I joined on a medicine residency to do cardiology. And I thought the medicine residency was pretty boring. I couldn't do that for 3 years to get to cardiology. Oh. I thought I'll get into surgery and do cardiothoracic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So I was fascinated by heart surgery. And I did train part of it. And then I went to England to do cardiac surgery training. And this was in 2006 and 2007. Unfortunately, what has changed is the landscape of cardiac surgery has changed so much that we don't do surgery with as frequently as we were doing in the past.
Oh.
Now we can do a lot of angiograms, put a stent in, a wide bypass operation. That is the evolution of surgery. We can talk about it in relation to what it means, how surgery has evolved. And then at that point, I realized that the opportunities for cardiac surgeries are coming down, and then I wanted to move to a specialty which kind of evergreen. So I say this, some people have cold heart, and all of us have warm rectum. So I moved from heart surgery to
warm rectum
surgery.
And thank goodness, who was it? Katie Couric, whose husband died of colorectal cancer, and she started mentioning it in the mainstream media, and it became more acceptable. And I think that's a good thing.
It is a fascinating field. You know, for the reason is you take care of patients who get into trouble for no fault of theirs. Because, for instance, smokers are more prone to get lung cancers. You know, other kinds of, good and bad habits of ours will lead to various difficult issues. But colon cancer is no fault of yours. You just get it.
You know,
because as you grow older, your risk for colon cancer, rectal cancer is increasing. And these days we do see younger patients with colon cancer or rectal cancer.
And you know, there's so many advertisements on television about this at-home colorectal cancer test.
Yeah.
Are those dependable?
Cologuard, it is dependable.
It is.
But the gold standard is colonoscopy. But if you have hesitation in getting a colonoscopy, at least get a Cologuard. And again, you got to talk to your primary care doctor about it. And in the past, it used to be once you touch 50, you got to get your colonoscopy. Now we have revised it and we have come down to 45. And I just graduated myself I'm 45 now. I need my first colonoscopy. So it is becoming more, and we do see colon cancer in younger patients.
Men, women?
Both. Unfortunately, both, yeah.
Okay, so let me write that down. Get the first one at 45, both men and women.
Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with your diet?
Yes, it does. And age, diet, particularly.
He said the A word, Brett. Age.
I know.
No. Is he looking at me?
He's looking at me. Oh. He's just turned 60.
Baby.
Yeah. You know, if we get into trouble, it's only a question of, you know, as we live longer, we can get into more and more trouble. That's how we are made of. And so age and dietary, so particularly red meat, and another controversial word I'm going to use is obesity. Obesity increases risk for colon cancer. Yeah, so these are the things. So lose weight, increase fiber, avoid red meat as much as possible. And the other thing which is you can't change much is hereditary. So the genes which have been passed, there are some 10 to 15% or around 10% of the colon cancers have some genetic background in it.
My goodness. Joey Pals. Oh, I get to try again. We're listening to Dr. Ayub Ilyas.
Perfect.
Is it really? I won't do it anymore. And he's a colorectal surgeon over at Eisenhower Health. Now, what's at Eisenhower Health that's unique in the field that you're in?
Yes, it is the technology.
Really?
Yeah, commitment to technology. Commitment to established, proven technology.
Such as?
Robotic surgery. You know,
robotic
surgery.
Okay, you talk about it. Let me see if I can picture it. You do the operating.
I'm going to ruin the fun of it.
Okay.
It is a misnomer.
Oh.
It's a cool name.
Okay.
But it's not true.
Oh, okay. Well, cross that off.
It's a cool name, so we took it.
Okay.
Technically, telesurgery. So what happened is, how did this technology started? We wanted to operate in battlefields with the surgeon at the base camp. That's how our DOD initially started this project in the 70s and 80s, I suppose. And the private companies got in. Now it's predominantly run by one particular company. There's a lot of other players now. So that's how it started. But now the operation is still done by the surgeon who sits in a console in the operating room next to the patient. Unlike what we call as laparoscopic surgery,
yes.
When the surgeon holds the instrument, stands next to the patient, puts tiny holes and does the operation, I use a similar, more advanced instruments, but hook it to what we call the robot. Sit in a console and try to operate that machine. And I sit about a feet or two away from the patient.
But this has to be more exact.
Yes, it is more accurate.
Accurate, that's
more accurate. You get a lot of advantages from it because I could see better because it's magnified 3D vision.
Oh, yes.
All of us have tremors. Even those normal, all of us have physiological tremors. So when we operate, that will translate into tremors in our movements. Mm-hmm. But the robot will take those tremors off. So it's more accurate.
Isn't this amazing?
And identifying structures and operating in critical, difficult areas are possible more than with either laparoscopic or with open operation.
Now, do you do colostomies and things like that?
Yeah, I do.
Now, are they done robotically?
Yes, all intra-abdominal operations. I pretty much do 99% of my intra-abdominal operations for colon cancer, rectal cancer, or any other, you know, diverticulitis, ulcerative colitis, mm-hmm. using the robot.
When you were training, doctor, isn't this fascinating, Brett? Gosh, I'm trying to picture it. Did you learn to operate with a scalpel in your hand, or did you start off learning to do it via computer?
I still use scalpel to make the holes. So scalpel, it's evergreen. It is still there.
Okay.
And then part of the operation is technically you are still next to the patient and do it.
This is fascinating. We learned a whole bunch, things I didn't know about. And you're saving lives, aren't you?
I would think so.
Yes.
Very much.
We need to thank, I get to do it one more time, Dr. Ayub Ilyas from Eisenhower Health and our good friend Brett Klein for bringing him to us. What's the website over there?
EisenhowerHealth.org.
That would be it, EisenhowerHealth.org.
Very simple, and you can, there's all kinds of videos and different things, and you may even have a podcast down there, I believe.
Yeah, there are some YouTubes.
Yeah, some YouTubes and podcasts. You can go to Eisenhower Health on YouTube as well and see some of his podcasts.
I will do that. It'll make it even more
informative.
Yes, I love it. Thank you for what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Thank you for making life better all the time. And this is something that scares everybody, but you made it believable and you made it comfortable. And I like knowing about your history and your family. Bless your heart. Thanks, Brett, for bringing him to us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Okay. On the other side of our commercial break, we're going to talk about the Palm Springs Chamber and the Walk of, thank you very much, stars. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.